ITV has suspended the Jeremy Kyle show after a guest died shortly after filming. Several newspapers are reporting that the 63-year-old man was found dead a week after appearing on the show. He'd apparently failed a lie detector test, which is a regular feature on the programme. The broadcaster is conducting a review into the episode, which was due to be aired yesterday morning, and says it is shocked and saddened by the death. The show has been running for 15 years and around a million viewers watch it every morning. A judge once branded it a human form of bear baiting after one guest was convicted of assaulting his love rival in the studio. So we're not going to talk about the individual case because we don't know enough details. It would be inappropriate to do so. What we can do this morning is talk about the Jeremy Kyle show. Is that suitable for British television? The style, the nature of both the show and the guests, the host's approach to the programme. Is the judge right when he described it as a human form of bear baiting? 03030 80 55 55. The commentators Emma Wolfe and Paul Martin to kick this off. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Paul.
How's it going?
Morning, morning. What do you think, Emma?
Well, Stephen, I don't regularly watch the Jeremy Kyle show, but I would like to make a wider point about reality TV and about these kind of shows where people are invited on and asked to divulge, you know, personal sort of revelations or details of their own relationships or abuse or any of this kind of thing. I think that producers, either willfully or unintentionally, that I think they underestimate the impact, even just of being on TV, on a normal person's life, right? You appear on a show like this, and then you go back to your community, whatever you've been asked to talk about on the show, whether there's been a lie detector test or a public vote, or you've talked about relationships or child abuse or whatever, and your life has changed. You know, you go back, and overnight, you've got, I don't know, 10,000 new followers on Twitter. You've got offers to do this, do that, to appear on this show. You've got people coming up to you in your local town. You've got people trolling you. You've got abuse. And I don't think that TV producers understand or care about enough the impact that has on someone's life, on civilians' lives. I mean, normal people. I'm not talking about celebrities here. And so I don't want to comment, of course, on this terrible, terribly sad case of the man who's committed.
But let's talk about, I want the debate this morning to be about the Jeremy Kyle show. Paul Martin?
Well, it's such a difficult one. You know, I'm not a regular watcher of the show either, although I have watched it recently, just by pure chance. And yes, of course, it is a bit of bear baiting and all that, but we mustn't forget, for a start, it has a 25% audience share, which is almost unheard of in the morning slot. It's been on the air for, what, nearly 15 years? This has never happened before. Stephen, look, the most popular show on TV is about to start again. Everybody remembers the absolute hysteria around it last year in terms of, you know, you couldn't possibly miss an episode of it, and the drama around it is Love Island. You know, in the last 3 months, we've had two suicides from ex-contestants from that show. It's still going to be on the TV on a major primetime evening slot. And I think Jeremy Kyle show has been singled out here for unfair treatment. And I'll tell you why, actually, because we mustn't forget that actually we're not giving enough credit here for the work that they do. Daniela Westbrook, obviously very high profile, former EastEnders actress.
They line people up against each other to dig into the most intimate, personal, embarrassing details.
No, that's what gets
the case. This is the case on Love Island as well, by the way, guys. We're not talking about Love Island.
We're talking about Jeremy Kyle this morning. Let's stick to the story.
But Love Island is the biggest show on TV, and it's starting again very soon, and there's been two suicides of former contestants. The Jeremy Kyle show is an easy target here. Yes, it's carnage and chaos in the morning. Yes, I do firmly believe, and this is completely wrong, by the way, but I do firmly believe that people tune in to feel some sense of empowerment in their own lives. Well, my life isn't so bad. Look how horrendous theirs are. But they also do send people to rehab who would never get to go to rehab. They also do give people high levels of counselling who would otherwise not get high levels of counselling. So let's not take it as some kind of, you know, one-size-fits-all mentality here. There is multi-layers to this and what goes on in the Jeremy Kyle show. And actually, they do have a full-time professional team of psychologists, top psychologists, by the way,
come on,
who they bring in to work on the show.
No, I'm afraid I have to come in here. So I co-presented a couple of seasons on a Channel 4, I'm not going to name it, Channel 4 reality TV show, and with very vulnerable contributors.
Well, hold on a minute. You just have named it by saying it was Channel 4 and you co-presented it.
Well, anyway.
Let's not talk...
No, I just want to comment... Okay. Can I comment about this thing about psychological evaluation that they do?
I would rather not comment about the show you co-presented because it's easily identifiable.
When you're talking about... Okay, but when we're talking... Okay, I'll talk in general terms. When we're talking about vulnerable individuals, so the man on the Jeremy Kyle show, you know, maybe he was vulnerable. We can't blame the shows for what happened afterwards. But in terms of the fact they all say they do psychological evaluations, they offer aftercare. It's the same thing with Love Island, same thing with I'm a Celebrity. You know, usually these are pretty basic kind of, it's a questionnaire or it's someone, a psychologist is around in case people want to talk. The problem is when people, this is the point I'm trying to make, is when people leave these shows or when they go and they're interviewed like this, TV producers know what makes for good viewing. They know what makes for good, you know this from your show, you know what makes good the good audience numbers is shocking revelations or personal information. That stuff is, it has an impact on people's mental health. Okay. It's Mental Health Awareness Week. You should be aware of it.
Here's Jerry in Belfast. Morning, Jerry.
Hello, yes. There's a couple of points I'd like to flag up or like to make about the Jeremy Kyle show and shows of that ilk, what you might call reality TV. Well, first of all, I think it's tragic that someone has died under these circumstances, but it's also tragic and shameful that someone has had to die in order that this wretched TV show had to be taken off the air, you know? And there are two lines of defence that tend to be flagged up to justify these shows. One is that, well, it's only harmless entertainment and lots of people watch it. Well, it's not. We get vulnerable people with low self-esteem who will do anything to get on the telly. And then they get them to scream and shout at each other and wash their dirty linen in public. And they're deluded into thinking this will sort out their problems. It won't, as has been pointed up by your guests. And also, if 1 million people watch this, there are also 12 to 15 million people who don't watch it and find it utterly repugnant and offensive. And, you know, you only
have... Or maybe they're just at work. You know, they don't find it particularly repugnant or offensive. They may be at work, you know.
No, I mean, that may well be the case, but I think there's a lot more people who don't watch it because they find it offensive and repugnant.
I think
than
you're
watching.
Listen, I think we're missing a major. Sorry to interrupt you, by the way, because the point you make is absolutely. I do think you're on point with what you're saying, but just let's get something clear here, guys. You know, let's not be deluded about this. And this is what happens every year when the reality TV show season starts. ITV don't impose the Jeremy Kyle show upon us. We willfully, and by saying we, I'm using it very generally, obviously, the biggest show on morning television, willfully tune into it. If we think, as a society, that this is a completely inappropriate television show that does no good, then we should vote with our viewing figures, so to speak. Tuning into it anymore.
Go on, Jerry. Let's let Jerry have a say.
Let me address that point because that was my second point. The second, in terms of the way these shows get justified. The second point was the people who make these programs will invariably say in their defense, we're just giving the people what they want. People want to see this, people watch it. Well, they're not giving the people what they want. They're giving the people what they think they want. They have such a condescending and contemptuous view of the public that they lower the bar to serve up this mindless, dumbed down.
But if the people didn't want it, then presumably, Jerry, they wouldn't watch it.
Yes, but
that's fairly condescending viewpoint in itself. You're talking
chicken and egg theory here. Yeah,
this
you're
is the argument.
Theory. You can only let me just continue a bit here to make my point, because they serve up this stuff because they think the public is stupid, but the public are a lot smarter than they like to think, and you only have to look at a show like Have I Got News For You as proof of that. It's clever, it's witty, it's funny, and people get it. They have warmed to it and they've embraced it, and it's
okay.
And it's also in the entertainment character.
Okay, Emma. Emma.
Yeah, can I?
Yeah.
I mean, and this is
successfully for 12 series.
Hold on, Jerry. You know? Emma.
Go ahead.
But this is the argument that we've always had about women's magazines, that they exploit women, that they show perfect bodies, that they cause eating disorders, all of this stuff. But the problem is that the others are absolutely right. People are buying magazines. People are tuning into these television shows because that's what they want. This is what sells. It isn't, okay, people watch Have I Got News For You, and, you know, you may say that shows that we have an appetite for intelligent satire or whatever, but they're also tuning in a million people a day to Jeremy Kyle. No one is forcing them to do that. This is the problem. People are tuning into it because it makes for good viewing.
Okay, here's Robert in Belfast with 40 seconds, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Jeremy Kyle, I've watched it a few times. I wouldn't watch it again. Not because what I've just heard. He plays the devil's advocate. And, you know, I think he takes great enjoyment of putting people on there and really getting tore into each other. And also, what gives the media a right to put me on their lie detector? I think it's totally disgraceful. I watched it two or three times and it's really turned me off. I wouldn't watch it.
Robert, thank you.